An unexpected journey into the past, reshaping history through inclusive narratives. 2 months ago, I found myself knee-deep in a project that was supposed to be straightforward. You know the type, those initiatives you think will be easy but somehow morph into an intricate puzzle. My task? Developing an inclusive history curriculum for a local high school, specifically focusing on the societal impacts of featuring women prominently in historical narratives. Initially, it sounded like a dream project. I mean, who wouldn't jump at the chance to shine a brighter light on the incredible women who've shaped our world? But soon enough, I realized I was standing at the edge of a vast, turbulent ocean, armed with only a paddle and a rather shaky little boat. It was a humbling moment, to say the least. The unexpected call, when truth feels too radical. About 3 weeks into the project, I received a call that made my stomach drop. The principal was concerned. "The board's worried," she said, her voice a little strained, "that this new curriculum might be too radical." "Too radical?" I thought we were simply telling the truth. I hung up, staring at my computer screen, a knot tightening in my chest. How could detailing women's contributions possibly be perceived as radical? It was a frustrating moment of doubt, and I had to admit, I didn't have all the answers right then. But one thing was crystal clear: I had to keep going. This felt bigger than just me. It was about genuinely reshaping perspectives for a new generation. Digging deeper, unearthing hidden worlds, determined to find a way through this unexpected resistance, I dove headfirst into more intensive research. What's interesting is, the deeper I dug, the more I discovered an astonishing array of women's stories that had been quietly, almost systematically, erased from traditional history. It was like unearthing a hidden world, a vibrant tapestry of forgotten achievements. I found myself utterly enthralled by tales of female mathematicians, fierce warriors, and visionary leaders who had shaped entire societies, often against incredible odds. But as I began crafting these narratives, another significant roadblock appeared. How do you tell these powerful stories without falling into the trap of sensationalism or, worse, tokenism? I quickly realized I needed some serious guidance. A good friend, who's been in the educational trenches for years, suggested I look into resources on crafting narratives of forgotten women, which, I'm happy to report, turned out to be an absolute goldmine of insights. The messy middle, balancing truth with sensitivity, yet, the deeper I went, the messier the process seemed to get. Some narratives were frustratingly incomplete, while others were just controversial enough to stir discomfort. I found myself constantly questioning, how do we balance historical truth with the necessary sensitivity for a high school audience? It truly was a delicate dance, often feeling like walking a tightrope. One particular story stood out. It was about a woman named Eleanor, a local figure largely ignored by official history books. Her story was complex, filled with triumphs and profound challenges. But as I shared her narrative with a focus group of students and teachers, reactions were surprisingly mixed. Some people were deeply inspired, while others remained skeptical, challenging the official version they'd always known. It was a stark, almost visceral, reminder of the challenges inherent in uncovering biases in women's historical contributions. In fact, recent studies in 2024-2025 continue to highlight significant underrepresentation. A study examining 2024 social studies curricula and textbooks found that women's contributions in various domains are insufficiently represented, with male figures predominating numerically. Another analysis of 1,255 English language textbooks across 34 countries published in October 2024 found that women and girls appear less frequently and are more likely to be associated with domestic roles, with male words appearing more than twice as often as female words. It's clear this isn't just an isolated issue. A turning point, the power of seeing oneself in history, then came a breakthrough that truly shifted everything. During a particularly tense school board meeting, a student, seemingly out of nowhere, stood up and shared how learning about these previously untold women's stories had profoundly changed her perspective on history and her own potential. Her words were incredibly powerful, resonating with everyone in the room. It was the first real, undeniable sign that this inclusive history curriculum could indeed have a profound societal impact. Research published in June 2024 further supports this, indicating that incorporating diverse historical narratives can significantly increase student interest and foster a more inclusive learning environment. That day, I realized that the key wasn't just in finding the stories, but in how they were told. They needed to be delivered authentically, with empathy, and with a clear connection to the present. And despite all the challenges, the journey was absolutely worth it. These narratives had the undeniable power to inspire and educate, showing students that history isn't merely a dry list of names and dates, but a rich, complex tapestry of human experiences that mirrors and informs their own lives. As a 2024 literature review noted, it's crucial for history education to include students' different identities as perspectives to make it more relevant. Lessons learned: beyond just adding stories looking back, I learned some truly valuable lessons. First, embracing an inclusive history isn't just about adding women's stories as an afterthought, it's about fundamentally shifting perspectives and actively challenging existing, often biased, narratives. If you're curious about when to fully embrace such histories and the legislative shifts supporting them, here's a resource I found particularly useful: When to Fully Embrace Gender-Inclusive History. It's fascinating how many educational bodies are now recognizing the importance of this. Second, and perhaps even more critically, it's absolutely crucial to approach these stories with immense care and responsibility. Missteps can easily lead to sensationalizing or misrepresenting these historical figures, as I learned when I stumbled across some surprising pitfalls early on. For those embarking on similar journeys, I'd highly recommend checking out resources on avoiding pitfalls in popularizing historical figures. It's a nuanced field, and getting it right makes all the difference. Moving forward, collaboration and continuous discovery. So, what would I do differently if I were to start this project again? I'd begin by involving more diverse voices from the very outset. The entire process taught me that true collaboration is undeniably key to achieving authenticity and resonance. I'd also dedicate even more time to understanding the subtle contexts and nuances of each story, rather than rushing to fit them into any pre-existing narrative framework. But what would I repeat, without hesitation? The unwavering commitment to uncovering and sharing these stories. Despite every challenge, every moment of doubt, it was unequivocally worth it. The societal impact of a truly inclusive history of women is profound. It can inspire new generations to see the world differently, to recognize the diverse and often overlooked tapestry of human achievement, and crucially, to find their own place within that ongoing narrative. It's about empowering students, and frankly, that's a mission I can always get behind. In the end, this project taught me that history isn't static. It's a living, breathing entity that we, as educators and storytellers, have the power to shape. And by doing so, we can create a far more inclusive, empowering, and accurate narrative for everyone. Tags.